If you're tech savvy, hit us up on tommysbarbersandblades.com. And as always, live sharp.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. Well, we're going to have more tornadoes hitting the Midwest. More inclement weather. Now, I'm going to tell you a story from the Bible in the New Testament. Christ is out with the disciples. They're on the lake. The winds come up, and the waves are about ready to swamp the boat. And Christ is asleep at the front of the boat. And the disciples panic, and they tell him, "Lord, don't you care for us? We're about to perish, and you're sleeping. You're asleep at the wheel." Kind of. And the Lord gets up, and he rebukes the wind, and he commands the waves to be still. You think it's just a story. Mankind, from the time of Christ and this, they were as the people of the nations, as they would read these stories, especially the kings of the nations, they knew that if whoever could control the weather could control the world. Now, the Jewish people, they believed that anybody that could stop the wind and calm the seas, the raging waves, would be God. Only God could stop the wind. Only God could cause the sea to be still. Well, mankind has always sought for the perfect weapon. The perfect weapon being controlling the weather. Well, we have that technology. With these tornadoes that are going to hit in the Midwest today, tomorrow, during this storm, during this high or low depression, Doppler radar, NEXRAD, ART programs. These are not natural. There are natural. There's natural weather. There's always been natural weather. But now there's man-made weather. The children of the devil have always looked for ways by reading the scripture. They do read the Bible. And I believe that they read about the earthquakes in the Bible too. And they've looked for technology and ways to be able to actually trigger earthquakes, create earthquakes. And also, Christ said in the book of Luke that at the end of the world, especially in the last decade before he returns, the oceans would rage. There'd be massive waves striking the land around the world, tsunamis, tidal waves. I was reading about, listening to a program. They were talking about that earthquake, the tsunami, that just at the end of World War II, 1945, and a big tsunami in the Aleutian Islands hit there off of Japan, China. And I have a friend that I knew, and he was older. He had just been shipped to Okinawa. That's where he was going to fight. He was 19 years old. He said, I just got to Okinawa, and the battle ended. And they turned the ship around, filled the ship up with American soldiers, and the ship headed home. He said it goes up along the Aleutian chain toward Alaska and then drops back down. On board, he said, all of a sudden we got orders to, everybody was to return to their quarters, stay put, had to shut doors, lock down. And he said nobody could figure out what was going on. And he said, we're all sitting there in our bunks looking at each other, hour after hour after hour. And they said there would be no dinner. He said, but there was one older guy who got a glass of water. It wasn't a glass, it was a canteen. And he set it on the floor and he just stared at it. And as he stared at it, he said, the other guys, they began to stare at it too. And you could see the water in the cup just start to lift side to side gently. And the guy said, there's a tsunami. We're in a major, major tidal wave. And sure enough, but it was not man-made. It was natural. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hey 1360 fans, Tika here with Serenity Painting. Did you know that we also offer concrete, framing, drywall, and much more? For a free estimate, call us at 970-978-9565. Mention 1360 and receive 15% off any construction service and or free upgrade to lifetime warranty paint with a 7-year labor warranty included. Call us today at 970-978-9565.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one, and I knew there was only one place I was going to go, Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group. So I gave him a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run, and then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley. 970-443-5654.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small, and the ones that mother gives you. Go.
she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits and you know you're going to fall, tell them a hookah smoking caterpillar has given you.
Talking about in when I was in Las Vegas between 2005 and 2008 on the radio there, I was doing programming and I would talk about HAARP, talk about weather warfare, government's plan to control the weather, to own the weather, talking about at that time, this was in 2005, but here on this station in the late 90s, there was talk of the HAARP program out of Alaska and other places. They have these generators out on ships out in the ocean. Well, the United States right now, you take about one-third of the U.S. is in a tornado, you might say, area where you could have tornadoes. Roughly from the Mississippi River east, going up to just below Chicago and south into the Gulf. This is man-made weather. Christ said that at the end of the world, mankind would have the technology to create a hurricane, cause it to spin, increase the spin, the velocity, increase the wind levels, and steer it all the way from Africa and bring it across the Atlantic to the west, and then make a decision. Shall we go into the Gulf? Shall we go into Mexico with this hurricane? Or shall we just have it travel right up the coast and hit New York, Boston, and let it sit there and dump rain for 2 days? I've seen it. I've seen videos where they would actually take microwave energy and spin, hit the outside of the tornado or the hurricane just off the coast of Africa, begin to hit it with radar or microwave, and you could see them pulse on the edges, and you could see it begin to spin. Like taking your bicycle, remember when you were a kid, you take your bike, turn it upside down, and you start spinning the tire with your hand? I've seen it. I've watched it. I've watched them steer that depression that cried right across the Atlantic. They didn't need to waste a lot of energy. There's nothing to destroy in the Atlantic. So they would just make sure that it lived, gave life to the hurricane, brought it across. Now they're trying to decide, where is it going to hit? Where's the most damage? The most destruction? What's going to serve the purpose of these globalists, of the satanic individuals that work within these systems in this government, given orders from the high priests, the coven members at the top, the secret societies? And then they'll take it right into Trump land. They'll take it into Texas. They'll take it to wherever you have the red states. They're vindictive. They hate Republicans. For the most part, yes. But they hate even more conservative Christians. With these tornadoes, I saw in Hurricane Katrina photos from Nassau. And actually, yes, it was Katrina. And they shot photos from above, and they scrubbed the photos as fast as they could, and I took photos, printed them out. Right dead center in the eye of the hurricane was a cloud pattern identical to a pentagram. I took a few to make sure I was seeing what was on the paper and what I was watching on the screen. Sure enough, I looked at them later. You could not see the pentagram. But then I think it was Henry that followed Katrina that hit Florida? I saw the exact same thing in the eye of the hurricane with Henry. A pentagram. American people are fooled, just like the song White Rabbit. There is a rabbit hole. If you don't believe that there is another invisible realm that you can't see with your eyes, but you sense evil, you know evil, you can tell something is just not natural. If you can't sense that, then you are dead spiritually. You are spiritually blind. You are spiritually dead. Either that or you're in that spiritual world of evil and you're a participant in evil. So right now, a third of the U.S., I don't know how long this storm is going to sit there. But it is the left wall going up and down from about, trying to see if it would be Albuquerque. No, I don't think it's Albuquerque. Straight up and down from the inside of the Gulf in Texas, straight up to Oklahoma, right up just to the same latitude as Columbia, Ohio, straight east, dropping down just below Charlottesville, all the way down to the Gulf. Man-made. And all the wind patterns coming from the Gulf, pulling moisture north, right up toward Chicago. Winds coming in from the west to hold it. And then the winds go right over the top to hold it in place. One pill makes you larger, one pill makes you small. The one that the government gives you, I shouldn't say doesn't do anything at all. The pill you have been swallowing, and American people and the people of the world have been swallowing, is identical to what Isaiah said in chapter 5 of Isaiah. There is a spell that has gone out, a covering. There is a something spiritual that goes out over the world to blind the minds of men. Isaiah talked about it 2,800 years ago. There's a covering, and this covering that's gone out affects the brain. And it will affect the brain, according to Isaiah, more in the last 10 years before Christ's return than ever before in the history of mankind. The covering, this spell, the blindness on the minds of men will be so powerful. Men will walk right into a furnace and not know which. As they see themselves walking into the furnace, they will have no ability to stop the direction they're going. It's too late. This is what's happening. Christ stopped the winds. He told the winds, be still. Stop. Halt. Cease. And he told the waves, peace. Stop. lay flat, cause no harm. And they thought he was God. Well, he was. He was God. Now mankind is trying to take Christ's place. Man is now believing with the technology we have that we are God. We have all power. We have all authority. We can control the weather. We can trigger earthquakes. Luke said that at the end of the world, in the last decade, as we go into the decade closer to Christ's return, the waves are going to be so massive, it'd be like taking your tub, filling it with water. Actually, you know, you've seen these photos where you have somebody has a beautiful home, they have a pool in the backyard, and all of a sudden they get a little earthquake, and that pool, the water in that pool starts to back and forth, left to right, splashing, water going everywhere. Well, in a sense, that's what's going to happen to the waves in the oceans. Because the sin of mankind's sin becomes so great, God will eventually take the power of controlling the weather out of man's hands. And these systems, HARP, Doppler, NEXTRAD, all of these technologies are going to become powerless. And God will make them powerless. And then God will say, okay, you think you were God? Now I'm going to show you power. And the judgments of the wicked individuals of the world is going to begin. And it says that the hail that is going to fall out of the sky as a plague to destroy them, you take a 5-gallon bucket full of water, you freeze it. That's going to be the size of the hailstones. And all these individuals that have built these beautiful multi-million dollar homes, you better make sure you put 18-inch I-beams, and you better space them out a foot apart, and you better put 10 inches of metal on top of that, because there's a lot of destructive force in a 50-pound or in a 5-gallon chunk of ice, especially when it's hurling to the ground at 200 miles an hour. Man thinks he's God. God is going to show man who's God. And when the judgments of mankind come, just at the time of Armageddon worldwide on this country that is leading the world into witchcraft, America, the land of the plumed serpent, this country, America, Babylon the Great of the end of the world, the great seat and home and power structure of Antichrist, and an Antichrist spirit like the world has never seen, you're going to see power when the judgment comes on this nation. And you're going to see power when God takes Antichrist and the false prophet alive and throws him into the lake of fire. See, people think the lake of fire, they're looking for the lake of fire, but they can't see some bright spot in the sky. They don't know where's this lake of fire. Well, if I understand the scripture correctly, God is, you know, he's a God of order. Not only is he a God of order, but he doesn't waste things. I'll tell you what he doesn't waste when we get back. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360K60.com podcast. We're going, and we're going to continue to go down the rabbit hole.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
So, okay, as I was, my point that I was going to make is right now people are looking for the lake of fire. Where is this lake of fire that the false Christ, the Antichrist and the false prophet are going to go into? Well, I don't think it's ignited yet. And if I understand what the Bible says, God is gathering the whatever it is that's going to burn and is piling up this heap of whatever it is that's going to make this lake of fire. But it hasn't been torched. It hasn't been ignited. God isn't going to waste any. He doesn't waste anything. Everything that happens in your life is not an accident. It's planned by God in one way or the other, allowed by God for His purposes, for His reasons. He doesn't waste anything. It's just people need to ask Him why this and why that. That begins a conversation. So the lake of fire, I don't believe, is actually had been torched yet, but it will be soon. So man, we believe, mankind believes that He's God. Mankind believes that He can create life, that He is eternal, that He can become eternal, that he doesn't need God. There's no need for God, a God that saves. There's no need for salvation. There's no need for redemption. There's no need for forgiveness. Well, we're in Passover week, and a death angel at one time came to destroy the children of Israel in Egypt, and Christ was the way, the sacrifice, and the death angel was forced to pass over. Well, mankind collectively, not all of mankind, but there are these individuals that are so smart, so intelligent, so all-knowing. They believe they know what is best for mankind. And if they feel that millions and millions and billions have to die, that's their duty, that's their job, and they will, like Adolf Hitler and all these other tyrants throughout mankind's history, they follow through with their plans. They don't believe, they don't know, and they don't want to believe that there will be some type of judgment, punishment after they die, let alone while they are living. They don't believe they're going to be prosecuted. Well, they're deceived. And this is part of the spell that has gone out, the spell that blinds their eyes to see the truth. So right now, I think possibly this storm is moving and starting to maybe lose a little power. It's not as intense as it was, but probably already, as I'm even doing this program, I don't know what kind of destruction is taking place in the Midwest and further to the east, all the way down into the Gulf. Just below in the line, it's just a perfect square covering this part of the country. It's not a long, gradual, like you'd have a nice, gradual cloud across the sky flowing. No, this is a block. It's a block of an area where there's going to be severe weather. Just a square. From above, you look at these patterns, and you know, mankind, and I'm going to tell you, the systems are actually, how do I phrase this? What agencies oversee this? Well, you come right here to Cult the Rattle. You go to Boulder, Colorado, right here in the big state of Cult the Rattle, the high mountain of this country, and you go to NOAA, National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, and you go to NCAR, National Center for Atmospheric Research. This is the brainchild. This who watches it, they have their own satellites, they observe it from abroad, and there's nothing above, there's nothing we can do to stop it. God has given them permission to do it, and God is going to use them to punish not just the good people of this nation, but even the wicked people of this nation. And Antichrist, it says that he destroys his own people, just like Adolf Hitler destroyed the transgenders, the homosexuals, the lesbians, everybody that supported him. He destroyed them. It says Antichrist will destroy his own children. So you people, the people that are in these Antifa, all of them that are supporting this Antichrist system, it says Antichrist is going to destroy you. He doesn't spare or protect his own children, but NCAR and NOAA right here in Boulder, Colorado, and they need generating power. They need computer generating power. That comes from the new Google Center in Boulder, Colorado. great evil. The Lord told me years ago, great, great evil will come out of Boulder, Colorado. Great evil. The word great means you can't imagine. There's no way to comprehend, no way to fathom. You can't grasp it, the evil that will come out of Boulder, Colorado. Uncomprehendable. Comprehensible. Unable to fathom. You just keep sitting, like, you know, you send a rope down to see how deep the water is beneath the ship. Well, just keep sending it. Send that line down. And it's going to go until you run out of line. That's what's coming out of Boulder, Colorado. NCAR, NOAA, Google, all of the government agencies, and they're laughing because people can't put their finger on who directs all this. What is being directed right now? I know a lot of the direction is coming right out of Boulder, Colorado, and it's coming out of these offshore. There also, it's tied in to just west of Cheyenne, Wyoming. There's a facility up there too. Nothing will be hidden. Jesus Christ said, nothing will be hidden. Everything will be revealed. Jesus Christ said that, and it is true. Good enough.
Accidents can happen at any time in any place. Preparing ourselves is critical to being able to respond with confidence. Serious bleeding events are scary, but having Bleed Stop handy can give you the edge. Just pour it directly in the wound and apply direct pressure. Clotting happens in seconds. KHNC listeners get 20% off on the products listed. Visit the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button. That's the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hi, this is Riley with Saddle Up in Gilcrest, Colorado. We are a Western saddle and tack shop, and we carry all the tried and true cowboy and equine brands in the industry. We carry brands such as McCall, Martin, and Billy Cook. We also carry a variety of horse tack items like saddle pads, head stalls, and much more. Visit our website to check out our whole catalog or visit us in store, 303-772-7821. Again, 303-772-7821.
This is Crystal with Cruise Planners. We're a full-service travel agency located in Johnstown, Colorado. Give us a call at 970-578-9779 or visit our website at milehighcruiseplanners.com to start planning your next vacation today. By land, air, or sea, we get you there, and all you do is go enjoy. Again, that number is 970-578-9779.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm proud of my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, will your bachelor of arts help you get by?
Keep
So as I sat and looked at this weather map to see what's happening with these tornadoes, I just remembered the story of Christ in the boat with the disciples. And if they would have perished the plan of God from that time forward, Christ would never have made his appointment to be crucified. He would never have been crucified. That would have stopped the plan of God. And if the disciples, even one of them, would have died, a big part of God's plan, if not the whole plan of God, would have been destroyed. And mankind, playing God, is going to try to destroy the peoples of the world, not just through weather warfare, but through diseases, plagues, evil plagues, evil diseases that were not here naturally by natural events. Evolution, if you want to use that word. Just a sequence of natural events. Things evolving. Mutating. No, man-made. These are the four horsemen of the apocalypse. The four horses indicate unnatural man, mankind that is natural, mankind that has never been allowed to put the bit in his mouth to be reined in, to be controlled. The laws can't control these type of people. They look to violate laws. You can't. Laws mean nothing to them. You have people that are wealthy. They violate the laws, no problem. They got the money, they get out of jail. Powerful politicians, they violate things, they get out. They get a free pass. You get the crimes committed by people in these dynasties, the Clintons, the Bushes, these individuals. Nothing can touch them. They won't be touched. They won't be touched by the laws of God. They won't be touched by the laws of man. And God allows it. This is the conundrum. This is the way that things happen with God. The sun comes up every morning and shines on the just and the unjust. This is the mercy and the goodness of God. The rain in the planting season, the rains fall from heaven on the just and the unjust. Two neighbors, one is just, the other is unjust. They still get the same rain for their fields. This is the way God is. But he leaves things to the end till everything matures. At the end, prior to his return in the last decade, mankind collectively, internationally, will mature. As societies, they will mature. We have matured as societies. We in all of the countries of the world, the modern countries, we have matured. We have reached a peak. And now we're trying to break through that barrier that we've hit. And we're trying to break into, like the New Agers, they want to break into nirvana, into a new existence, into a new eternal world, free from pain, suffering, death. That's where mankind is right now, breaking through that barrier. And they're going to do it. They will do it. We already have cells that have been found. I can't remember the lady's name. These cells would not die. They're eternal cells. And these cells, it was a black lady. I forgot her name. But these cells have been sent all over the world. They're immortal cells. They're immortal. They can't die. You can put them in an oven or in a fire and burn them. But leave them alone, give them the right environment, they don't die. They're for eternity. They're eternal. Man is going to try to use this type of technology, and he's going to do it. People are going to have the ability to live forever. But then it says that they're going to beg to die. They're going to beg death to come and take them. And death, it says, flees from them. Death runs away. Death won't get near them. Death will reject them. Death cannot kill them. They're going to get their wish. They're going to live in who knows what kind of extreme misery and hell they're going to live in while they're alive, before they've even died. This is the way the world has gone, the way the world is going. We manipulate, create weather. We are creating diseases. We are creating famines, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, mankind who will not yield to God. These children of the devil internationally, at the highest levels, you know many of their names, they'll never yield to God. They'll never repent. They will only do evil to their last breath. And they are the individuals that are talked about, these horsemen of the apocalypse. Mankind destroying his fellow man. Natural man who will not yield to God, destroying mankind that has yielded to God. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360K.com.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD, CBD as nature intended.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. A wise man by the name of Ben Franklin once said, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. So go to 1360KHNC.com and click the Patriot Supply button and make sure you're prepared.
With plenty of survival products from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button only on 1360KHNC.com.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
I hope I was able to give you a little insight into the reality of what's going on in this world. The weather warfare. We have Dane Wigington talked about it on the weekends. He doesn't come from a biblical point of view. I do. I've been talking about this since the early into this century. Now it's common knowledge. Weather warfare. Giving you an insight into mankind's hatred of his fellow man. Isaiah 25:7 said, Christ said, or it was stated in the Old Testament by Isaiah, on this mountain, he will destroy, meaning Christ on his mountain. He's coming to destroy the veil that covers the face of all people. Have you ever worn a veil over your face? Well, all of mankind has a veil over their face. You can see what's in front of you. You can see into the distance, but still you have something that is keeping you from seeing clearly. That's a veil. That's what a veil does. The whole world, it says, is covered with something over their eyes mentally to keep them from seeing perfectly. Well, he's coming to take that veil off. For those that are Christians that have given their lives to Christ, the veil to a great degree is completely off. Then he says not only the veil that covers the face of all people, but also there's a burial cloth. You know, back in those days at the time of Christ and before, they used to put people in burial cloths. There's a story of Lazarus. He was dead. Christ raised him from the dead. Well, he came back to life, but he had burial cloths on. He was shrouded. He had all these bandages around him. Well, Christ is coming to take. Do you feel like you've been bound, like with burial cloths, that you're free? You can see, you can move, you can think, but you're still bound? Christ can give you the freedom that you need in this lifetime. Only through Jesus Christ do you ever get that freedom. Christ is coming to take the veils off the people of the nations and to take them out of the burial cloth that keeps them bound and hindered to enjoy life the way they should, to be who they should be. Only Jesus Christ, only the Lord can do that. This is Passover week, and I didn't plan. I went a completely different direction today in the program. I was going to talk about Saudi Arabia. They are shaking the world, deciding to not produce more oil. They're going to cut back on oil production. They're shaking the world. The world they're shaking is the world empire and the Western nations. That's the direction I was going to go, but I saw this with these tornadoes. I saw the way that they've locked this area of this country in with inclement weather. And I don't know how many people, if you take the grand total, 2 days, how many people are going to suffer, have lost their homes, lost everything, their lives, their futures, and are probably their lives. How many people are going to be affected? 5, 10, 10,000, 20,000? Who've lost their life savings? This is what Diablo does to mankind through his own children, the children of Diablo. The strong. Rick Rodriguez, the present truth.
The tree farm near Longmont has been family-owned and cared for since 1980 and is now hiring. Join the tree farm's employment team and get competitive pay, health insurance, and employee discounts. Now hiring full-time and weekend cashiers and salespeople. Apply online at thetreefarm.com or in person. The tree farm near Longmont is now hiring. Come see.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the tree farm.
Howdy, this is Pastor Bruce Miller from Foothills Baptist Church. Resurrection Sunday is just around the corner, and we want to invite you to come worship our risen Savior with us Sunday, April 9th at Foothills Baptist Church, 9:30 a.m. We're located at 4000 West 22nd Street, just off Morning Drive on the west side of Loveland. That's 9:30 a.m. Resurrection Sunday at Foothills Baptist Church, 4000 West 22nd Street.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.